All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
You're listening to Idiot Lab.
Idiot Lab.
You're listening to Idiot Lab.
From the National
Aeronautics and Space Administration.
And Spoofs
Goofs.
Wacky Hijink Studios.
Hello, you are listening to Idiot Lab, a podcast of thought experiments, hypotheticals, and you get a tax credit. You get a tax credit. Welcome to our, laboratory. I'm one of your hosts, Martin Kajabowski, but before we get to
the big wheel,
allow me to introduce my co-host, Scott Carey, and Kelly Danan.
Yeah, that's me. I'm that one.
Gentlemen, how are you doing this week?
Good.
Just dandy. I'm excited to see who's going to be our next president.
Ah, that's right. We're not even, the wheel isn't even going to interrupt us this week. Because we're just going to go right back into our celebrity bracket to decide which celebrity would make the best presidential candidate. I don't think we actually decided best president. It's best presidential candidate, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are almost the same thing. Like, who
let's
would
not
have
get
the
into semantics
biggest shot
here, guys.
Of making it all the way to the White House? Yeah, I guess who would
let's
win,
not
which
go
is
over
different.
The rules.
Who would win? Who would win? Not like who would be the best leader, because maybe that might be the best same thing for you, but...
But it might not. Hey, Marty, do you have a big podcast announcement to make, or do you want to save it for the end, maybe?
I think we save it for the end.
Okay. Coming up.
That's called a teaser in this business.
Yeah.
Which we are definitely a part of.
All right. Well, yeah. All right. Should we start with our first matchup?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. So we're going in. This is the second 32 round one picks. Here we go. Jeremy Allen White of the Bear. Versus Shaggy himself, Matthew Lillard.
Well, we know who Kelly's gonna pick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Jeremy Allen White. Too young, and most of America is not gonna know who the hell he is.
I don't know. I think his profile is rising, but here's the thing: he often plays like very sort of like withdrawn. Characters.
Moody characters.
And I don't think that's the kind of charisma you need to be president.
So we're going Lillard, I think, right?
Yeah, there's a lot more. Here's the thing I like about Lillard. He really, really likes D&D.
Hell yeah. He's on a new D&D YouTube series, I think.
Yeah.
I bet he's good at the voices. I bet his voices are very normal and not like overly exaggerated. Like he's just doing, hello, I am the dwarf that you have come to speak to.
Yeah.
That's weird, because that wouldn't be very fun to play with.
I didn't say he'd be fun to play. I mean, I'm not saying he'd be good to play with
D&D. Just because he likes it doesn't mean...
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a fun effect with Matthew Lillard where I like him a lot, but most of the stuff he's in I can't name unless it's Scooby-Doo or SLC Punk.
Scream?
Well, that's what happened last night was my... Wife was watching She's All That.
Cool.
Which apparently he's in. And I walked into the room and I was like, you watching Scream 2?
Why would he be in Scream 2?
Swing and a miss.
Scream 2?
Or Scream 1. I don't know. I would have recognized it if it was Scream 1. He came back.
Hey, they brought... what's his name? They brought him, the other killer, back for one of the most recent
Five.
Ones.
Skeet Ulrich?
Five was so good.
Yeah, Skeet Ulrich comes back as a... Is a ghost.
Can Scream 5 be the president? Because I would vote for that. I would vote for that movie. We could use
a little
fun.
I have not seen it, so I would not vote for it. I would
not.
Oh,
wow. You should watch. It's so fun. That movie came out the same year as Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it's still the most fun movie I watched that year.
Wow. That's a hot take. So you mean like last year? Because wasn't that last year? Wait, how many?
2 years.
Was there a Scream movie last year and this year? There was one this year, right?
Yeah, there was one. Scream 6
2023.
Came out. 2021.
Yeah,
yeah, they number them, which is kind of helpful for knowing like how many there are.
It's so convenient. Yeah, but it's Roman numerals. Also, the new one is Scream, and it has like a V in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a little misleading.
Like churches?
Yeah, like churches.
The band, not the chicken. Matthew Lillard moves on.
All right, yeah. Next up, presidential hopeful Kanye West versus Miley Cyrus.
Miley.
I think the people would vote for Kanye.
Still?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
That's actually a good point. Not still.
You can't say I like Hitler and then get elected president. Like, no one would vote for him.
Yeah. All right, Miley. Miley it is.
Yeah, I mean, for obvious reasons. He's really... It's... What can we say that hasn't been already said?
Yes, exactly.
All right, moving on. I think this one's going to be a little bit heartbreaking for us. John Stewart versus Andy Samberg.
Huh.
Well, one of them, I think, would run for president.
And the other one hosted The Daily Show.
Got him. You know, we're all fans of Samberg, I think. I think that's fair to say. We're fans of Samberg. And Stewart, I think we're all fans of Stewart. To an extent, I think his most recent Apple show was something that was already being done by like other people. You know, he was just kind of doing John Oliver's show, like a more serious version of The Daily Show. Kind of didn't work. All of his attempts to get back into the limelight and the comedy scene or a political scene has all been like a little tone deaf and a little like, oh, you were of your time. So it's almost weird that he like would have less success running for president now. Because it just feels like he was really of his moment of being like the Bush-Obama era voice of reason for the normal working man or whatever. And nowadays it doesn't feel as like he would speak to people as much. Whereas Andy Samberg, boy, that's a four-quadrant guy right there. Everybody loves him.
Everybody? I think we're
Everybody loves him.
Overestimating
yeah, if
his
there's
reach.
Anybody who's less like dated and less of the aughts and like maybe early, like there's anybody less Obama era than John Stewart, it's certainly Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. Digman just hit HBO Max. Go watch Digman.
Yeah, where's your Digman, John
Stewart?
I think
John Stewart would sweep.
Yeah, I
think
so.
People
yeah,
I agree really that, like his new show and it got
his
canceled.
His politics maybe haven't like evolved as much
Enough.
As
yes.
some of his contemporaries, but he'd still be like arguably out of this whole list probably like one of the better people to run for
yes.
president.
Yes. Like genuinely yes. That's what John Stewart wins, yeah.
John Stewart.
Matthew McConaughey versus Bradley Cooper.
Ooh.
This feels like another like slam dunk McConaughey, because McConaughey has like teased running for president or governor and everyone was excited about it. Like genuinely people were like, best Democratic shot to win the governorship back for the left, like that they've had in years. So it's hard not to just say McConaughey.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper, I don't know where his politics are other than being an American sniper, and for that, I'm out.
I don't know if he has a political tie. I think he's left-leaning, but...
Yeah, I'd go McConaughey over Cooper. But I think a lot of people would vote for Cooper because he's an American hero who has a high body count and American Sniper, and he kisses very lifelike babies.
By the time this episode comes out, Cooper might already have the same amount of Oscars as McConaughey also.
It's true. That would determine. Well, if that happens, we'll retroactively go back and
yes,
yeah, we'll change
and
it will, all this.
And we'll do a new episode where we'll go right back through from the top of the bracket to the bottom of the bracket because this will fundamentally change who wins.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. McConaughey takes it. Moving on. Jeff Bezos versus Zendaya.
Zendaya.
Yeah. Obviously.
Bezos, it's the same kind of thing as like Howard Schultz running, where like just no one's going to vote for you. Like you've annoyed too many people on both sides to ever get like a mass appeal vote again. People will use your company and they'll still pay you, but they will never vote for you.
Yeah, he's really like stepped out of the public eye too. Like he had his sort of reputation era where he was getting lip fillers and riding a rocket and wearing a cowboy hat, and then he stepped down from it. He's like, oh, it's weird. I feel like the public is really turned against me. Like, yeah. So
that's one of the, that's smart that really too. Felt like the board of Amazon was like, stop it. You're making us look bad.
I'll put it to you this way. You guys know this, but the audience might not know. Just I, in the past, have done a competitive karaoke league. And one of the like tropes that like people have done time and time and again is find a way to, in their song, have a reason to rip a picture of Jeff Bezos in half, like Sinead O'Connor, and everybody cheers.
Hold on. All right, stop the bracket. Because what? Why?
Because it's like lowest common denominator, like pandering to the audience. Like if somehow they'll find, like they'll sing like a song, like what's like a song about, like they'll sing like CeeLo Green, fuck you.
Yeah.
And like do something where it's like, people in the zeitgeist who are disliked, and like Jeff Bezos always gets a big pop, or like Elon Musk. There's always Elon Musk material because again, it's like, he's so universally disliked that this is a very easy way to pander to the audience.
But like people would do this like not as like a, it's not a cultural thing in this league. It's just like everybody's coming up with this idea by themselves to do the Sinead O'Connor thing. Like,
yes. Yeah. Like it was,
that's
like,
the insane part.
That has happened like, more than once. Like, yeah, I've done it for two seasons. In between the two seasons, I think I've seen it like three or four times.
That's crazy. Is it hack now? It's got to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the too. This is why I think it's not surprising, is because people aren't original. They saw it like work once and they're like, oh, well, I'll just do that.
Yeah, that's so easy. I have a printer.
Right.
They saw it work 35 years ago on TV once, and it got parodied to death after that. Like, very famously. Well,
hold on a second. It's not explicitly the Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, thing.
They're
okay,
just
okay,
ripping
okay.
the picture. They're not singing "Nothing Compares to You" and shaving their head. That's just like what I mean is they're ripping it in half.
That'd get a good. That no, I'd like that.
The ripping it in half part. Yeah, if they were gonna, if they committed all the way to the bit, then I would be more into this. But just ripping
the
paper in half.
Picture of the Pope.
Or that. It should just be John Paul II.
Well, but, or like sometimes it'll be like somebody dresses as Jeff Bezos and then they like spray him with silly string or something. Like, yeah, it's just bad. It just having a way to boo Jeff Bezos is a way of pandering to the crowd is what
I mean. A good thing. Like, yeah, the best way to pander to a crowd is to make them angry because anger is such a positive, such a powerful emotion. And it's a great way to get the crowd to cheer for you.
Well, you're being sarcastic, but actually, like, I think like mutual grievance is one of the like strongest uniting forces there is. That's why Trump was elected president.
It is if you can direct it, but if you're doing a fucking karaoke song dressed as Jeff Bezos, how are you directing that to get yourself votes? Like, how would that even work?
Because everybody, because you're tearing the picture.
Because everyone's like, oh, I agree with you, so now I'm going to vote
saying,
for you.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why are you arguing with me about this?
I'm not. I'm trying to understand the psychology of this insane thing you brought up.
Well, obviously it works because people keep doing it.
Apparently.
Anyway, congratulations, Zendaya. All right. Next up, Cardi B versus Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
I know how I'm voting in this.
I'm playing ping pong in my head.
One of these people is a notorious 20-year-old dater. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Gotta vote for Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Because the thing is, like, all it would take is, like, it would literally be like one press cycle and Leo's career would be ruined because they would just dig up all the stuff from his 20s and 30s when he did like a lot of really gross things.
Yeah. One of them has a WAP. The other was a member of the Pussy Posse. That's all you need to know. Yeah. All right. That one wasn't hard. And Cardi B, socialist. She said, I forget like what the context was, but she was like, something, something, vote for Daddy Bernie. Love that. Next up. It's hard for me to even say this. Mr. Beast versus Ben Stein.
Dude, Mr. Beast.
Oh, my God. Mr. Beast. For sure.
We got 15,000 million Americans to vote for us for a presidential election.
I'll send you a Prime energy drink if you vote for me. Yeah, it's too bad that like 14-year-olds can't vote, because then he would for sure be.
He would sweep. It'd be so easy.
I think he'd still sweep. He's way too rich. He's way too rich. The amount of Texas Hold'em clips I've seen of Mr. Beast walks into a thing and just bets crazy amounts no matter what fucking hand he has, and he's just like, I don't care. And he just leaves after he gets eliminated, and he just didn't give a fuck. I'm like, God.
Can you imagine seeing like the State of the Union thumbnail he would have on YouTube?
Just huge eyes.
We all did. Yeah. We all did.
His mouth is always fucking agape. I hate those thumbnails. Your mouth.
They get clicks, dude. Open mouth.
He's talking. If the mouth is open.
He's
I'm
talking
clicking.
In the thumbnail. He's like,
no, it's because
I wonder what
he's
like.
They always happen to catch him mid sentence when he's saying like oblong or something.
He's talking. He's gesticulating as at the same time. That's why he's always pointing too. It's like a YouTube algorithm thing that like guy with mouth open with red arrow pointing somewhere is like the thing. You gotta have the red arrow and fucking.
I made Marty a birthday video and I made a thumbnail for it and it's got a red arrow in it.
You gotta have it. Was your mouth open?
And it has 5 views.
Damn.
Woo, yeah, baby, I'm one of those views.
One. Damn. Yeah. Makes you wonder who the other four are.
My wife?
We'll Marty's count mom. Them down on another episode.
Marty's wife.
Yeah.
Me. And me bracket. Twice to make sure it works.
Which view was the best view on Marty's birthday video? We're counting them down from 5 to 1.
When we put this on YouTube, we should make a thumbnail.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Okay, Mr. Beast, congratulate. I'm kind of scared Mr. Beast is going to sweep this whole thing.
It's
like if we're being
I don't even
like,
remember
realistic.
Who he faced. I'm blinded to whoever he was
Ben
up
Stein.
Against.
It was Ben Stein, famous libertarian Ben Stein.
Mr. Stein.
Libertarian crank.
Yeah.
Who died?
I think he's alive.
He's alive, unfortunately.
Oh, come on.
I stopped myself. I didn't finish.
You're playing with your dog while we're recording.
I don't want to, dude. She's fucking.
She came in.
She's
attacking him.
And you have to throw the toy.
If I do not throw the toy, she will start barking. So what do you want? Barks on the mic or the light throwing in the background?
How about that? Go bake a fucking torch.
I'm here. I'm voting.
He doesn't like that we voted for Mr. Beast. He's just mad about Mr. Beast. Scott,
yeah,
you came up with
I thought of.
I mean, NASA came up with the list of names.
Yeah, my brother in Christ, you made the bracket. Yeah. Yeah, I thought of a Mr. Beast thumbnail and I got mad, okay?
What if we just did a Mr. Beast? We just steal his thumbnails for our own when we post the YouTube. Yes.
We just paste like our eyes over his eyes.
Yeah, would we get in trouble for that? I don't know, actually.
That's a good question. I wonder if Mr. Beast is very litigious.
I bet he is.
All right. Next bracket. Pink versus Robert Downey Jr.
My mom would be pissed at me if I didn't vote for Pink, so sorry, guys.
Wow. Have you seen that video of Pink where like she's at like an award show or something, and she's like, I have something to say. I'm gay. Actually, I'm not, but... and then she goes...
No, I've not seen this.
Sounds incredible, though.
We'll link it in the episode description.
She like fake comes out of the closet and then is like, what am I doing? And takes it back.
I'm gay. Actually, I'm not.
It's the way she says it. That's really funny. Actually, I'm not. What a line read.
Yeah,
that's good.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the context, but yeah. It's wait. It was her versus who? Sorry.
RDJ, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we've had Robert Downey Jr. fatigue for like, honestly, he's due for a third comeback at this point, actually.
He's on it. He's going to win an Oscar this year, dude. He's
for what? What did he do?
Oppenheimer. He's easily the front runner for that.
God, he was good.
Nobody saw that.
Yeah, nobody saw Oppenheimer. He is really good in that movie.
He was really good.
Because guess
what?
He's an incredible actor. You know, I rewatched recently bits of Avengers, Infinity War, and Endgame, and he is phoning it in so fucking hard in those movies. That guy does not fucking care in those movies. His line reads are like so bad. They're just so weak. He's just like, don't give a shit. Like, he's so like low energy. It's really bizarre. And I don't think it's a choice. It just seems like,
no, yeah, that's Tony Stark. He's like, he like eats snacks.
Nah, but not, it's, you can tell it's just like worse. Like, that guy was very done with those movies. And in Oppenheimer, he's back, baby.
He's
great.
Back.
So good in that movie.
He's very good.
I would vote RDJ over Pink.
I don't know. I think Pink, here's the thing about Pink. She represents like the rebel. You know what I mean? Like somebody who's just like not normal. Okay. Somebody who like sticks out. Like somebody who's like a little bit of like the black sheep. You know what I mean?
When she runs for president, she'll announce it by saying, I'm running for president, and then change the I in president to an exclamation point.
Yeah. Ooh,
whoa.
Yeah.
There is an I in president. I jumped from the first three letters to the last four, and I
was like,
there's
president.
No I in there.
Precedent?
President. So Kelly's a deciding vote, I think, on this one.
I already voted for Pink. I told you my mom would be pissed.
Oh, okay. Pink's moving on.
Sorry, Robert Downey. Pink moves on.
One of our few split decisions.
There's so much more acting to be done, and he has to do it.
By the way, fine with that. Again, big fan. Bring me more RDJ doing real movies again.
Charlie Bartlett 2. Bring it back.
I don't think they could do a sequel.
Anton Yelich. Guys, we still have 16 more to get through.
Go.
Oh, my God.
We're only 24 minutes in. We're fine.
Hey, Mark Ruffalo versus the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Ruffalo.
Bruce.
I'm going to say Ruffalo. He's from Wisconsin. He is, I believe, a socialist. And he's going to get all the moms to vote for him.
Bruce is kind of the same. He would get the same vibe, I think, and he's definitely not.
He's
definitely
friends with Obama.
Yes, famously. But yeah, I gotta go Ruffalo, baby. Give me some Ruffalo.
Tom Hanks versus Chris Pratt.
I mean,
Tom Hanks.
This feels like a 1 seed versus 16 seed, and I like Chris Pratt. But Tom Hanks is America's guy.
Yeah, I think there's Chris Pratt fatigue happening as well. Not to mention
why he's doing
animated
stuff right now.
Yeah, he's Garfield.
Hillsong Church of it all. Couldn't put the Biebs on this bracket because he's Canadian.
Wow. Runner-up.
Yeah. Yeah, notice these are all red-blooded American candidates. No Canadians.
You
should have
put Biebs on here just as like a test for us.
Oh, yeah. Citizen test.
Next week we can do who's Canadian bracket. Yeah. Who seems the most Canadian? Next bracket. Keanu Reeves versus Dr. Phil.
Keanu.
I mean, it's good because we need to speed this up, and I think we're getting some nice easy ones. Keanu Reeves.
Some nice no-brainers.
Some nice easy ones.
Keanu, because he's cool, hot, and sexy, and Dr. Phil is not.
Yeah, he's a slob.
Caught a recent slob. Dr. Phil. It was on TV somewhere I was, and Dr. Phil is just, he just invites people on to scream at them about how they're bad.
Yeah.
And it's the most annoying show.
It's pretty awful. Yeah. It's not
so
great.
Irritating to watch.
Thank you for that.
It This is just turning into like a fucking morning zoo.
Dude, it's gotta suck to be on.
We're just putting sound bites and props.
It's gotta suck to be on camera all the time.
I will
convert these into MP3 files for you.
No, that's so easy. It's so easy. Dude.
You gotta, after we say no, Phil, you gotta
You're on camera all the time, and then just one day, one for 8 seconds, you say a thanks in a low energy voice.
Hey, them's the breaks.
That's the game he plays.
Yeah. I think the context of that is like some like teenage girl is like cursing him out.
I want to see that part too. I'll watch that on my own time.
All right. Next up. Oh, this is going to be tough. I'm stealing myself. Taylor Swift versus Brendan Fraser.
Taylor Swift.
T-Swift.
Breaks my fucking heart. We got to be realistic.
We got to be realistic. Yeah.
The integrity of the bracket would be at risk if we didn't vote her.
I love a Cinderella story. I want Brendan Fraser to win this so bad, but he gets blown out 120-60 in this match.
We gave him an Oscar just for, like, we like you.
Yeah. Yep.
And then he gave a great performance in Killers of the Flower Moon that made people really upset because he's overacting as a lawyer whose character is overacting, and people got mad about this. We love Fraser, don't we, folks?
Yeah,
T-Swift's
like,
gotta move on.
Arguably the most famous person in the world at this point.
Yes,
yeah,
Taylor Swift.
Times person of the year. Cancelled once. at some point.
Only once.
Only once she was canceled.
Only once, which is low.
For this list?
For this is pretty low. Yeah, like RDJ had been canceled like 4 times before cancellation even existed.
Yeah, that was a different time though.
I mean, it was when he was younger, yes.
One of the original cancelees. He paved the way.
It's true.
All right, next bracket. Lady Gaga versus Susan Sarandon.
Oh, Sarandon.
Gaga.
Ooh. Bro, I mean, again, this is voting with my heart, I gotta say, Sarandon.
Yeah, of course.
But my brain is telling me Lady Gaga more famous. But would people vote for her?
I think people would vote for her, dude. She was the chief creative officer at Polaroid.
That's a good point.
I'm going to change it to Lady Gaga also, actually, because I do think Susan Sarandon would have a hard time getting votes.
I think people would vote for Susan Sarandon. Young people would be like, who?
She's a Bernie. She's a Bernie-esque.
Some politician.
You know?
Yeah.
She's a Bernadette.
People know who fucking Susan Sarandon is, Kelly.
They've heard the name.
But the thing is, like, most people would know her now for her politics more than for her acting, because she's kind of notorious for being a lefty. And
yeah, and like, what's the last thing she's been in?
She's done a lot of TV.
She
done a lot of TV.
The thing I know her most for is Nathan Fielder brought her on to Conan O'Brien's show as the backup guest, and just as a bit, she did it, and it was very funny.
Yeah, Lady Gaga is more famous. That's the thing. Like, I feel like Susan Sarandon is like polarizing in like a substantive way, and Lady Gaga is polarizing in literally just like, I don't know what Lady Gaga is like.
I'm glad it can happen. I'm glad Kelly can do it to Scott once in a while, because usually it's me. So I appreciate that I get to witness this.
What I was going to say was Lady Gaga, I don't know what her policy decisions are like. She's more like representatively just like, hey, guess what? The concept of homosexuality. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So, I don't know. Do these things equal out? I guess if they do, then I just got to go based on who is more famous in this time, which is Lady Gaga. Beyonce versus Tom Cruise.
Oh my God.
Beyonce. And as a big Cruise fan, a big acting Cruise, a fan of Tom Cruise's acting, Beyonce cleans house here. Cleans house.
Yeah. The fucked up part is Beyonce actually has less thetans than Tom Cruise. She like doesn't even try to.
I'm going Beyonce because, yeah, you can't cover up Tom Cruise's difficult past.
Yes.
Yeah.
And present, actually.
And also, he's like, can you imagine like him in a debate? He'd be like Ron DeSantis in a debate.
He would yes, be
like,
he would be.
Like, he would be like, insane.
All right, folks, I just want to tell you, before that we get into the meat of this debate, please turn off motion smoothing on your TV. Here's how you do it. They worked so hard to shoot this in 24 frames per second.
Well, he would actually have my vote for that, but that's a whole other story. I'm kind of a niche guy. Selena Gomez versus LeBron James.
Boy.
This is tough because they're...
This one's rough.
Yeah.
I think LeBron.
Yeah, I think so too.
People do love that murders show, but yeah, I do think LeBron, even with his divisiveness, he is, he's very Michael Jordan-esque in that he kind of sometimes is a little like conservatives by Reeboks, you know, about his politics and stuff. So I do think he kind of appeals across the board. He's a little bit like that. I mean, he usually is like pretty open about how he actually feels, but sometimes he toes a line sometimes.
I think bottom line is Selena Gomez is just more of a peripheral celebrity at this point.
Yes, that's true.
You can almost tell that I was scraping the bottom of the barrel by the time. For our final round one matchup.
Oh my God.
Henry Winkler versus John Goodman.
Ooh.
This is tough. Two guys who were in sitcoms a long time ago.
Both currently, well, is John Goodman still, is that show still going on, the Roseanne spinoff show?
What's Roseanne's
couldn't begin to tell
last
you.
Name in the they, show?
Connors, the Connors.
The Connors.
Oh, catchy name.
Well, because they had to change the name. It was Roseanne,
right.
But...
yeah. Then it was, my pronouns are Connor.
I think Winkler, yeah, it's weird because they're both pretty well liked. Both pretty well liked. That's a tough one. Winkler is on a, had more of a high profile gig recently, is kind of my vote for Winkler. He's on Barry. He's probably going to win another Emmy for that show, or at least get nominated. He was great on that show. They're both older.
How many
so you can't
voters
that
do you
argument.
Think watch the Emmys?
All of them. We'll make it.
See, I think John Goodman is more like ubiquitous in the culture. Like, I think
I don't think
I
so.
Think
more,
so
I think the
I think
random
he's more recognizable.
Yeah, I agree. I think the random schmuck off the street would recognize Goodman before Winkler.
No, I disagree because I think people know the Fonz. Like, that's the thing. I think Winkler is a rare, like, his one most famous character will always make him very, very famous.
Among a certain generation, certainly.
That's who votes.
That's, oh my
God. I mean,
God.
If Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift are showing up at the polls, and Mr. Beast, dude, the young
Grandma and Grandpa love
hard.
Mr. Beast, T-Swift.
No,
and Lady Gaga.
No, they don't. I'm saying the young people are going to get motivated. They're going to be reading about it on the front page of YouTube.
Like I said,
this is
like the geriatric bracket between these two.
I think Henry Winkler would win people over. He's a sweetheart. On the debate stage, despite John Goodman's smooth, soothing voice, Henry Winkler, he's got that twinkle in his eye. He's got that charm.
All right. He's got that winkle in his eye. Sounds like we're voting Winkler. All right. Round two, first matchup, Emma Stone versus James Cameron.
James Cameron.
Cameron.
Yeah. Again, he can, he's a project guy. That's why I'm voting James Cameron.
Yeah. He loves a project.
If he treats America like a set.
His first
we'll
year
never
of his
get off
first
the ground.
Term, he's just going to be laying out the rules for the rest of his time.
Yeah, his first term is going to take 16 years, but it's going to be great. All right. Next, Dave Grohl versus Melissa McCarthy. Now, again, I'm thinking of who's America voting for. It's Melissa McCarthy.
McCarthy, for sure, yeah. Yeah.
McCarthyism is back in a big way. okay. Next matchup. Oh, God, this is heartbreaking. Dolly Parton versus Meryl Streep.
Dolly.
Ooh, Dolly.
Yeah. All right. I won't protest. Okay. Then Danny DeVito versus Jodie Foster.
DeVito.
DeVito.
Yeah. As and I was the biggest arguer for Jodie Foster, I think, in the last round. But I think DeVito, yeah, for sure.
Nicholas Cage. I don't know why this one cracks me up. I just imagining this debate is fun for me. Nicholas. I'm being annoying. Let me compose myself. Nicholas Cage versus Tina Fey.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Boy,
I don't know why that pairing is so funny to me.
Nicholas Cage,
Tina Fey?
Question mark.
Bossy pants.
That's a tough
Kelly,
one.
Get you got me done. With bossy pants.
She's gonna get shit done. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm voting for Tina Fey. Nicolas Cage is, I just think, too, like, strange and apolitical.
I just went with famous. That was my justification. Yeah, more fair. Famous.
This is another heartbreaking one for me. Willie Nelson versus Oprah.
Oh, Scott, ooh, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
Yeah. Oprah is...
Thank you, Willie.
Oprah takes Willie out back and just fucking cleans his clock.
Yeah, All right, you don't have to be so graphic.
She turns him into a fucking... She turns his old bones into dust.
Yeah, she swings him around by his ankles. I have a question, just... Is Oprah going to take this whole thing? Like, I have a hard time.
I think it's going to be tough.
She might.
Yeah.
It's going to end up being Oprah versus Mr. Beast.
Why are you calling it out, dude? Let it happen.
Oh, my God. But can you imagine a split ticket with, like, a joined
it's just them
Vice
giving
President
out.
Beast?
Everyone's going to want to go to that debate. The tickets for that debate are going to cost $2,000 each because everyone's going to get a fucking car. Or have to compete for, like, a suitcase full of...
Oh, my God. The two people who just give out
government
stuff.
Bonds.
If Oprah and Mr. Beast ran for president together, it would be 100%. It would just be a 100-0. No votes would go to the other party.
Oh, my God. It's kind of scary to think about. Well, I'm going to read off the next...
Very
pairing.
Slowly.
Here I go. It's the Battle of the W's. Wallace Shawn versus Weird Al.
I'm going to say right now, neither one of these is going to make it very far.
Weird Al.
This is the rando bracket. Yeah, I'll say Weird Al.
Yeah.
Who did Wallace Shawn go up against?
I don't remember.
We can't get into that. Keep going.
I think we're just like, we like his politics.
I'll tell you after, because it's pretty interesting. Listen to last episode if you want to know.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda versus Kristen Stewart. I'm going Fonda.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, Fonda.
Kristen Stewart, just too much stammering. She'd get owned on the debate stage.
She would get wrecked, dude.
Matthew Lillard versus Miley Cyrus.
Matthew Lillard.
I mean...
I'm voting Matthew.
I'm going to go Miley.
Kelly.
I'm
going with my heart.
Kelly. I mean, Kelly's...
Hey, I voted for him knowing he would lose, okay?
Kelly's biased. Kelly's a biased voter.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I want Shaggy to be president.
He's a Bernie or
sue me.
He's a Bernie or bust.
I'm kind of questioning his sensibility. Yeah, who is the American populace going to vote for?
Probably
she
Miley
can buy
Cyrus.
Herself flowers. Miley. John Stewart versus Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
This is a tough
too
one.
Early in this. This too early in the bracket for this.
I would go Stewart.
I'm going to go McConaughey. Who is America voting for?
Fuck
I'm
you,
saying
man.
McConaughey.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, I think they actually both would do well in a general election. I think Stewart could get a lot of voters from both sides. But I think McConaughey would just do better with the right, is the bigger thing. I think McConaughey would clean up the left because he'd be running as a Democrat, probably.
The
he would
swing
do better with the
voters.
Right, I think. Yeah. But I think it's close. That's a strong, strong competitors.
Marty, I appreciate your sense of verisimilitude and all this. Like, really playing 4D chess here. Zendaya versus Cardi B.
Boy.
Cardi B. This is a rough one, though.
Yeah, this...
Zendaya? I'm going to go Zendaya.
I think I'm also going to go Zendaya. I feel like in the past, like, 2 years, Zendaya's profile has risen and Cardi's has fallen.
My argument for Zendaya is, when's the next time we're going to have a chance to have a president with a name that starts with Z? It's going to be
true.
Wild. Think about
and
it.
A one-name president.
And a one-name president? Dude.
Yeah. And also, the next season of Euphoria isn't coming out until like 2027, so she has time.
She's got a lot of time to kill. She's got to do, like, what, five lines being Mary Jane? That's it?
Mr. Beast versus Pink.
Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Yeah. I'm going to win this round. No, I'm not. Mark Ruffalo versus Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Tommy H.
Yeah. Sorry, Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
Keanu Reeves versus Taylor Swift.
Swift.
Swift. Sorry, Keanu.
But honestly, a close one, I think.
It's close.
Can you imagine all the girls and boys fighting over this?
Yeah. The Marquette political polls will be like, Swift had it in the bag, and then they debate it, and Keanu won.
Reeves
over
versus
a lot of
Swift
people.
Is going to be like another Barbenheimer.
Same outfits, too.
Yeah. Lady Gaga versus Beyonce.
Ooh.
Come on.
Beyonce.
I don't think this is hard. Yeah, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Thanks, Marty. LeBron James versus Henry Winkler.
LeBron James. He would dunk that old man.
Yep.
All right, we're on to round three.
Sweet 16.
That's right. James Cameron versus Melissa McCarthy.
James Cameron.
I'm going to go McCarthy.
Again, who's America voting for? It's going to be the high-profile actor versus the high-profile director.
Scott is speaking for the common people, where McCarthy is fucking beloved by the heartland.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When in doubt, think who is your, you know, cousin voting for.
McCarthy's going to be the first one on the debate stage to bring up how he sunk the Titanic. He wanted to dredge up the Titanic and resink it? Come on. Get this guy out of America.
He wanted to shoot on location for that movie? That's crazy.
Dolly Parton versus Danny DeVito.
Dolly. People want Dolly, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I every time I think of that billboard that just was like two words, Dolly Parton. I don't even know what it was for.
Just someone wanted to make that billboard.
Yeah. It was a bad ad, but it was like, hey, guess what? Dolly Parton, also Pepsi. Tina Fey versus Oprah. Congratulations, Oprah.
Tina Fey, rough bracket.
Weird Al versus Jane Fonda.
Weird Al.
Jane Fonda.
Nah, dude, Weird Al.
No.
People love Weird Al, dude. People love him.
Yeah, actually, let me stop and really think. Like, who is America going to vote for? Yeah, it's Jane Fonda. Like, in a debate, I mean, she does actually have, like, this is the thing. Weird Al is never going to, like, disclose his opinions on matters of policy.
He never, never, ever will say anything.
No, he won't. You're right. No. You're right.
Unless it's about Spotify, and then he'll have a thing or two to say. And he'll be right.
Yeah.
It's not wrong.
Miley Cyrus versus Matthew McConaughey.
McConaughey.
Yeah.
This round was much easier.
I think I have a very good feeling about who the final four is going to end up being. All right.
Mr. Beast.
Zendaya versus...
You know what? Just to be nice, I'm going to give Zendaya a vote.
I mean, again, who's America voting for?
In the event that Zendaya and I end up working together in the future, I wanted to be on record that I voted for her over Mr. Beast in this bracket.
Because obviously this is the 2028 election. I think we got to think of it
in terms
of that. So by then, many of Mr. Beast's fans will be just past
voting
teams.
Age. they'll actually not be able to vote yet still. But
right. They'll be... almost 18. Yeah. Okay. Tom Hanks versus Taylor Swift.
Swift.
This one's rough.
No, it's still Swift. It's still Swift.
This one's really tough. I think I'd go Tom Hanks. I think people would vote for Tom Hanks over Swift.
Don't make me choose.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. But again, given the past year, and think about the recency bias America
But this is
has.
2028, Scott. Who knows? Tom Hanks could be person of the year in 2028.
No, I think she's
going to
be even bigger by that point.
We can't speculate like that.
We can't.
Yeah.
You can't say she's going to. That's not how stocks
okay,
work.
Let's,
up
you know,
down,
I take that back. It's the 2024 election, but whatever.
Damn. The other thing is, if you say that, then like Tom Hanks could be fucking dead in 4 years. Like,
yeah,
you know,
a lot
anything.
Of these people. Yeah. Probably Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I know.
She's pretty
that's
old,
most
dude.
Of the people in this bracket.
They're
going
to start.
I'm going
dropping.
Swift. The momentum is
you gotta
on
go Swift. You got to go Swift.
Right, yeah.
Go Swift. It's hard not to vote Swift.
She already knows
also,
how to fly
President
Air Force
Swift?
One everywhere. President Swift
doesn't
is
that
pretty
sound
cool.
like
That's
a
pretty cool.
1800s? Like
I'm the fastest candidate.
My esteemed colleague, President Swift. Doesn't that sound like
the
Swift?
Senator from Georgia, Senator yeah. Swift.
Swift, Taft. These all have the same ring.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Beyonce versus LeBron James.
Beyonce.
I mean, yeah.
Beyonce. Yeah, Beyonce.
All she has to do is
LeBron
be like...
LeBron James...
He's only...
Weirdly in the same camp as, like, Weird Al, as far as, like, not trying to offend too many people with talking about his ideas. China's okay, actually. Guys, relax.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Elite Eight.
Melissa McCarthy versus... Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
Mm.
I think it's...
I would actually still go Melissa McCarthy. I
You're
don't
just
think
a fan. You're just
you guys
a fan.
Realize fan. The grip.
Your heart's getting in the
she
way.
She releases 12 movies a year.
Dolly Parton is so popular, she has a fucking theme park named after her.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the thing. I know I'm only voting in protest. I know I'm outvoted.
Yes, anyway. Yes. Yes.
All right. Next. Oprah versus Jane Fonda.
Ooh.
Oprah.
I don't think it's hard to yeah. Again, no, like yeah. we knew we
Oprah's
know we basically at this point know Oprah is going to the final round. It's
Oprah's
just a matter
coasting.
Of who can beat Oprah.
Hey, who yeah. knows?
Well, we'll see you next round. We'll see you next round.
We'll see. Okay. Matthew McConaughey versus Mr. Beast.
I'm going to say Oof. McConaughey.
Wow.
I'm going to say McConaughey. And my argument, again, is that he has primed this already. Whereas Mr. Beast is not really a political figure at all. And I think you would run into the thing of like, would he fold under pressure if he was put into that kind of public? He's in the public limelight, obviously, but in a very controlled way. And in that way, I don't know if it would be the same for him. So I would go McConaughey.
Who's helped the blind more?
Who's helped the blind more? Who's drilled
who's more wells in
who's
Africa?
Built more wells in Africa?
Who has done the Squid Game, but in real life?
Who has put in a warehouse every aged person from 1 to 100 and made them sit there until the winner was crowned and won, I think, $100,000.
Wow.
Clear Whose winner. Mouth is open?
open.
On Whose
this
arrow
YouTube thumbnail
is red?
Red. All right.
So you
yeah.
guys are you guys
Simi
both,
and Kelly
both
are
voting
both
Beast?
I'm
going
Beast,
wow.
dude.
Wow.
Also,
I'm shocked.
Who's got the better chance of beating Oprah?
Oof. All right. Next up.
He's going to sell so many Feastables.
This is... Oh, God. Taylor Swift versus Beyonce.
Oh.
So
this
it's
is
a
fucking
battle.
Tough.
The queens of music.
Yeah.
The lords of song.
Yeah.
The champions
of
four,
melody.
Four.
And sometimes 3-4.
If they want to get
in
a little
parentheses
funky.
6-8.
I gotta go Swift. I gotta go Swift.
I
this is gonna be the first debate with four costume changes.
So much fireworks and pyrotechnics. Yeah. Okay, here are my thoughts. When Beyonce puts the crowd on mute, and they, she can make an entire stadium, a huge football stadium full of people, be dead silent for minutes, just because she wills it so. And here's my thinking. Fans, like people dedicated to Taylor Swift, would vote for Beyonce, but I think people dedicated to Beyonce would have a harder time voting for Taylor Swift. So, for those two reasons, I'm going Beyonce.
Interesting argument from an interesting player.
I'm going Beyonce as well. She's got the maturity.
I think this is the upset of the bracket, in my opinion.
Really?
Also, Beyonce has just been, like, famous, like, as an adult for longer.
Yeah.
That's very fair. She's and I do that think spotlight. That there's, like, a trading thing where, like, the two of them for the next 10 years are going to basically trade the kind of mantle of, like, biggest musician in the world. Like, next time Beyonce does a big tour, I guarantee she's going to try her damnedest to outsell Taylor Swift's tour.
I mean,
she's
that happened this year, but...
Beyonce outsold her?
No, but was on tour.
I'm saying, like, the next one, though, is what I'm saying. Like,
Who would you rather have for president? Someone who writes an album every time they hit a rough patch in their relationship, or someone who made an HBO miniseries when they had a rough patch in their relationship?
Dude, that's a really good point. I have...
That's a great point. Kelly, did you vote?
I have 11 words for you. I have 11 words for you.
Yeah.
I'm Foxy Cleopatra, and I'm a whole lot of woman.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Beyonce moves on.
Boys, it's the final four. These are tough. This is... Yikes, I'm a little nervous right now.
Spoiler alert, I know where I'm voting. I know where I'm voting.
America's future is in our hand.
Dolly Parton versus Oprah Winfrey.
I have 8 words for you.
Oh, no.
I get a vote. I get a vote. Oprah Winfrey.
All right. I have some words. I don't know how many they are. Look under your seat. It's my vote.
Huh? Oh, my God. What a spoiler.
I'll give Dolly Parton a pity vote, but only if I get to go... To
a strong performer.
To Dollywood.
I mean, and honestly, like, had she been in maybe, like, a difference in the next matchup, things might go differently.
I genuinely think she would have been... I think this is the real championship. Spoiler alert for how I feel about the next one.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
Let's see how it goes.
Spoiler. Marty, we know how you feel about the next one. All right, Mr. Beast versus Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Is he on the ballot as Mr. Beast?
Yes, not his real name. He's on. And,
what is his real name? Like Freddie Jones or whatever.
It's Jimmy. Jimmy Beast.
Jimmy Mr. Beast.
Please, Mr. Beast is my dad's name.
I'm Dr.
Beaste.
Actually, you know what? We never even brought this up as a point. He would have to be on the ballot with his real name, and no one would vote for him because they wouldn't know the fuck that is. So Beyonce cleans this.
No, unless he gets his name legally changed, motherfucker.
No. Here's what he does. Mr. He gets every ballot printed with a big red arrow pointing to his name so people know.
And a little sketch of him with his mouth open at the bottom.
You guys got to vote. You guys got
to
vote.
And to fill in the bubble, you have to... fill in his mouth with your pen.
It's the young people's world. We're all just living in it. I'm going Jimmy Beast, baby. I'm going Jimmy Beast. He's already got his cabinet picked, dude. He's got Carl and Chandler and those other people that I don't know their names.
Yeah. This is really... No, I have to be realistic. Again... Kelly, I think, is like a little bit of a wild card voting from
I'm not.
Oh, you mean
young people?
The Matthew
are the
Lillard
future.
Over Miley Cyrus vote was a
I
wild card.
I knew Miles Cyrus was going to win. I knew she was going to win that one.
Yeah. Again, who is the American public? Like, yes, if the American public was all Minecraft kids, then of course it would be Mr. Beast. But Beyonce just casts a wider net than Mr. Beast does. That's really the bottom line. So yeah, I'm going Beyonce.
Because of crazy. And you know Beyonce's what? Beyonce's never cured 100 blind people. She's never drilled. Well, maybe she's never drilled 100 wells in Africa. She's never
not yet
locked someone in a grocery store and gave him $10,000 every day.
That's the most recent. That's the most recent video. Yeah,
he's done all this. He's done all this.
The final. All right.
I love that our two finalists are women of color. Who would think that us three white males would have done it like this?
I just want it to be known.
I mean, to be fair, Mr. Beast made it quite far. made it quite far.
People love him.
All right. Who would win as president, Oprah or Beyonce?
Again, I think an easy vote. I think Oprah would win this landslide victory. I think that Dolly Parton was her hardest competition.
Wait, what if we... But oh, hold on. What if it's Oprah, Beyonce, Biden, and...
Trump? Yeah. Who would you vote for?
No, fuck. Who would win?
Oh.
Probably Trump, because...
Well, I mean, because, yes, you'd have three liberal candidates who would split the vote. That's 100% what would happen.
That's fair. Okay.
Oprah might actually really win that. I still think Oprah actually would have a good shot at that, because she checks a lot of the same boxes Trump checks, except not this, abrasive.
Between Oprah and Biden, you know where I'm fucking voting.
Biden?
No. Hey, I vote for Oprah, too.
Oprah.
Congratulations, Oprah Winfrey. We think you would be the best celebrity to run for president.
Oprah, we will send you an invoice where you will be charged three vehicular devices for us to be given. Thank you.
That sound can only mean one thing. It's time for the final segment of the show. And this week, gentlemen, you know how it was Christmas like 2 months ago? Well, I thought to celebrate, we could have ourselves a little Christmas-related segment this week. That's right. It's time for another edition of Guess This Hallmark Christmas Movie's Title.
Ooh.
I'm going to read you the log line from a Hallmark Christmas movie. I want you two to guess the title of this movie based on the description alone.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Are you ready to play?
And it's there's no like A, B, and C. It's just pull from the mind's
just
eye.
Just guess. You have to guess. And no clues, but you'll... My only hint would be don't overthink it. don't think they're very clever. Number one. Before Christmas, Abigail agrees to help her sister with what she believes will be an easy flip of an inherited home. Things get tricky when Beau has a different idea.
I'm going to guess... Now, does it have to be down to the word? Like,
I'm going
to
go... if you get close enough, I will give you the point.
Okay. I'm going to guess a Christmas flip.
Fixer upper Christmas. I would have guessed Christmas flip, but it's taken.
Flipping for Christmas was the name of it.
Damn.
Flipping for Christmas. Well, Scott's going to get a point for that. We'll give him a
give
point.
Me a hate give
one,
give me
one,
a
I'll give you it's like horseshoes. 1 point if you get close. 3 points if you get it.
If you get it exactly. Exact. I love that. Kelly, what a punch up. Number two. A journeyman hockey player falls for a real estate agent in a career crisis when he's traded to her hometown and moves into the cottage in her hockey-loving family's backyard.
Yeah.
So complicated.
All right. I'm going to say Santa hat trick.
Ooh, I like that one. Kelly?
A very hockey player falling in love with real estate agent Christmas.
Checking it twice. You know how they're in hockey, there's checks?
Oh, yeah, that's a good name. I like that.
I think mine was better.
Scott still
leads watch that movie.
One. I do think yours was better. Scott leads 1-0. Number three. Two squabbling TV hosts travel to a small town over Christmas, and while pretending to get along for the sake of appearances, they slowly discover there is more to each other than they thought.
An angel brings good news.
Ooh. That's a very teleprompter Christmas.
Good morning, Christmas. Good morning, Christmas. They'd have to get sued for that, because it's not even a parody. That's just them ripping off a thing.
Yeah. You can't say good morning four. And then a third word. That's fucked up.
Well, but I think the font even was like mimicking Good Morning America. It was whatever.
And one of the newscasters was like, here we go.
This movie follows a husband and wife, Mr. and Mrs. Cranberry Lane, who run a successful lifestyle brand. They feign marital bliss in the name of their business and town's Christmas festival, even though they're actually separated. The question is, will they rekindle their love in the process?
Santa does write prenups. I think I nailed that one.
Kelly, you're quite close.
I'm going to say Dasher and Dancer and Influencer.
Now, the reason why I had to say their name in this description, Cranberry Christmas. The title of this movie is Cranberry Christmas.
I don't even know why.
When you look at it, you're like, oh, that famous couple, the Cranberries.
Yes.
I know exactly what this is.
Number 5. Essential oil manufacturer Leighton Hart is getting ready for her big wedding day until she leaves the front door open, letting her fiancé's beloved exotic short hair cat out. She has 12 days until Christmas to find her future husband's furry friend.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
What could the title be? What could the title be?
All I want for Christmas is a microchipped pet.
Scott?
Catmus.
Santa Claus, but spelled C-L-A-W-S.
All right.
Santa
How has that Claus. Not been done already?
It probably has. There has to see. If you would have read the explanation of the other movie titled Santa Claus, I would have gotten it, dude.
They got some good lawyers over there at Hallmark.
Yeah.
Scott leads 1-0. Number 6, Nick Claus, played by Steve Guttenberg, is about to finally marry his longtime fiance Beth, but he has to impress his in-laws first. Oh, and he needs to keep them from finding out what he really does for a living at the same time.
Sleet the parents.
Morally conflicting capitalist Christmas.
So I'm going to give the point to Scott. He gets 1 point for this. It's Meet the Santas, but you were so close.
So much.
Meet the Santas. Yes, sleet the parents.
The Santas.
Yes. Which, by the way, he is the Santa, and he is meeting his in-laws.
That's what I'm
saying.
This is so confusing.
No. Number 7. A corporate agent is sent to a small town to buy a cookie company and shut down its factory. When she starts falling in love with the factory's owner, the town's Christmas spirit overtakes her. Scott leads 2-0. Kelly, if he just gets one of these right, can win this game.
Miss Scrooge.
Ooh.
Ms. Scrooge.
Cookie Cutter Christmas.
Christmas Cookies was the title for that one.
Oh, my
just,
God.
Just
damn.
Christmas
Cookies. I get 1 point for that, though.
No.
The next one is called Tree.
I said Cookie Cutter Christmas.
You were close, sir. Okay, we'll give you a point. We'll give you a point. It's 2-1. Number 8. With his beloved clock shop about to foreclose, Mac Noel has 12 hours to pay off his debt to the bank and to fall in love.
It's a beautiful wife.
So it's a beautiful wife is a play on It's a Wonderful Life.
And also, hey, it's man. A beautiful wife.
I don't know.
It's,
Hey.
It's a beautiful wife.
Guys, I come here to have fun. I don't come here to be criticized.
No, it's a good title.
I thought this was a safe space.
You know what? Fair enough, Kelly. We shouldn't make fun of you. You're right.
Based on, so this is not my guess, but like based on the last couple titles, like this should just be called like Christmas Clock. But I don't know if I want to guess that or not. Or like it would be like Tick-Tock-Tick-Miss. I'm gonna say, you know what? Fuck it. Christmas Clock.
Christmas time is here again.
Oh, that's good. That's actually like good though.
That one's actually pretty good though. That's like pretty solid. Hallmark, you got us there.
Number 9. Three brothers experience unexpected journeys of self-discovery and healing when they are forced to work together to care for a baby throughout the holidays. Scott leads 2-1.
Three Men and a Christmas. Come on.
Kelly, care to guess?
Look who's Christmas now.
Scott's going to get a point. Three wise men and a baby. Three wise men.
Yes,
that's fair.
Bonus question. Two of these aren't real. I made them up. Which two were fake?
God damn it.
Can you give us, can you just...
I'll give you the titles.
Yeah.
From the top. Flipping for Christmas.
Real.
Checking It Twice.
Real.
Good Morning Christmas. Cranberry Christmas. Santa Claus. Meet the Santas. Christmas Cookies. Christmas Time is Here Again. Three Wise Men and a Baby.
I think I know which two are fake, but let me just say, if one of them is Good Morning Christmas, I will be shocked because you sold us on it so hard with it saying it's got like the same logo as Good Morning America.
I want to say it's Meet the Santas. And you pointing out that the title makes no fucking sense was you just realizing, like, shortly after writing it, like, wait a second. Nah, I'll just leave it. So, yeah, that's why I think...
That is the kind of joke I would do.
Meet the Santas is it? And Three Wise Men and a Baby.
And Scott, what are your guesses?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's either that or Good Morning Christmas, because I feel like all of yours would be, like, a spoof. So, just to diversify, I'm going to say it's Meet the Santas and Good Morning Christmas.
So, I do like that you both knew my propensity for loving to do parodies. Can I tell you, none of your guesses were the ones I came up with.
No.
I tested this on a few other friends also, and they also overlooked this. Essential oil manufacturer Leighton Hart. Santa Claus was one of my fake ones. Essential oil manufacturer
Santa Claus
was her
my
job.
Third guess.
And then the other one was Christmas Time is Here Again, which made me feel very good when you both were like, that's a really good title. I was like, it is a really good title.
Yeah, not bad. Hallmark, you got us there. Credit
okay,
where credit's
so,
due, Hallmark.
So wait. What's wrong with her being an essential... Everyone else just is a fucking batshit crazy job,
yeah, right? I work for a big cookie company, and I'm actually here to shut your town's cookie manufacturers down.
I know. Sorry. It's close enough. It was close enough that I think that I passed the smell test, but I also referred to the cat as an exotic short hair cat, which I thought was
that
a really funny
is, that I did think was again. Insane. I was like, why is it short haired? Like, why do you have to
he
specify?
He loves that cat. That would be like his thing. He's like, I love mittens.
Like if it
so
was
much.
A hairless,
a very special
if
cat.
It was a hairless cat, I would have gotten it. Or if it was,
yeah.
Like I don't know.
No, I didn't write the movie.
Siamese cat, something more unique. Short-haired cat. That's like every cat. That's like any cat.
No, I know. That's why
it's
it was
fucking nuts
for me to put it in there. That was gonna do it for our segment. Guess this Hallmark Christmas movie's title. A segment that will return, but it will be a different theme, like Lifetime movies or Abyss movies, stuff like that. We'll come back to this one, though, I think.
Love
now,
it.
Marty, you really, really enticingly teased a big announcement at the beginning
yes.
of the show.
Yes, I'm gay.
Hold on, pause.
I am gay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break. I think this is going to be the last episode for a couple months. I don't know when we'll come back, but you'll see like our us come back up in your feeds. But yeah, we're going to take a couple months off for releasing episodes. We're going to keep recording because the pace we record at means we're catching up too quickly.
Yeah.
So in other words, I think there's a cleaner way to say this. This is the end of season one. Congratulations,
yay,
us. Congratulations, you.
Thank you.
We made it through one season.
That's a wrap.
And the season arc, I think, was really good.
That's
I really liked the season one.
Oh, my God. Kelly, put down that gun.
It's not a gun.
Wait a minute.
It's me, champion. The champion.
I think he was trying to set up a cliffhanger for next season, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. That's it is a gun.
What's another?
I'm pregnant.
Oh no! But who's the father?
I don't know.
Could it be? All right. Hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
bye.
We gotta go watch Oprah's State of the Union.
Yeah. So yeah.
Later.